the book of Malachi, giving a little summary of that entire book. And so I thought, well, I'll just take another book of the Bible. This is the book of Judges, but we're not going to read it entirely because there's 21 chapters. So we'll just kind of hit some of the highlights, and I think you'll get an overview of the book of Judges, and you'll see really what it is like. In the book of Judges, it followed, obviously, you know, the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua is the book about conquering the land of Canaan, or the promised land, and the dividing up of the land among the tribes. Well, so the book of Judges begins with all of the Israelites, or those that made it in the promised land. And the division has been made. They go to their inheritance, and now they are going to be ruled by judges. So here's the story. Now, put definition in the beginning about judges. The judges that are mentioned in this book were not what we think of as religious leaders, but they were military heroes of their people, and they also served as civil magistrates. So, and I'm going to, just so you can follow along with me, if that was your desire, I took the book out from the pew, so it's from the New King James, so if you want to take a book out of the pew and just follow along with me, or just listen as I read, and you can see I put all the scripture readings in the left-hand column, and I just gave you a list of the judges on the right-hand column. Sometimes we just think of the judges as being 15 in number, but they go a little bit longer because Samuel is also a judge, and he made his sons judges also, appointed them. So here's the story. I'll start it out in chapter 2, the first four verses. So the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, here's what the angel said, I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land which I swore to your fathers. There's a little history lesson. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. You shall make, here's one of the covenants that he added, you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done that or this? Therefore I also said, here's your history lesson, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, their God shall be a snare to you. And so it was, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words, all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. Didn't like that message. Verse 8, the story picks up. You can follow these in your notes if you're not sure where I'm beginning to read. Beginning of verse 8, chapter 2. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old. They buried him within the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaash. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. Uh-oh, lack of knowledge. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. Baal. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. They bowed down to them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Wow, so you wonder, why was God so angry with the Israelites all through that Old Testament history? Verse 14. So the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. So he delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them. He, meaning God, sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wow. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said. to them. They were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, and here's our lesson, why the book is named Judges, verse 16. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges. They played the harlot with other gods, bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way in which their fathers walked, in obeying the commandments of the Lord. They did not do so. When the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groanings because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. Verse 19, a key piece of information. Came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers, by following other gods to serve them and bow down to them. They did not cease from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. The rest of the reading, you're going to see this. They follow other gods, so God allowed them to go into the hands of their enemies, delivered them up. They feel, oh, we're guilty as charged, we're so sorry, God deliver us. God sent them a judge to deliver them, and they said, oh, everything's good. When the judge died, they go back to their wicked ways. God still sells them out to another country. 15 times that happens. Why didn't they learn after the second or third time, fourth time? 15 times. Now we're going to find. So now you know what the story of the judges is. All right. So here continues. Chapter 3, verse 1. All right, I'm going to start at verse 5. Kind of short in the reading. Verse 5, chapter 3, verse 5. Thus the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. They took their daughters to be their wives. And we're supposed to do this. Gave their daughters to their sons, and they served their gods. So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God. Oh. Served the Baals and Ashtaroth. We just read that, didn't we, back in the previous chapter. Verse 8, chapter 3. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. Sold them into the hands of the Akeshan Rasha. I practiced that word. The king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, now here we are, we're in trouble. God, I'm calling. Verse 9, the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel, who delivered them, a judge, Othniel, first judge of Israel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He judged Israel. Went out to war. The war delivered Cushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. His hand prevailed over Cushan Rishathaim. And the land had rest for 40 years. But Othniel, son of Kenaz, died. So you know what's going to happen. Oh, the judge died. Our deliverer died. So here's the story. And even verse 12. Still in chapter 3. Children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord strengthened Eglon, king of Moab, against Israel, because they've done evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 14 and 15. So the children of Israel served Eglon, king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, the left-handed man. By him, the children of Israel sent tribute to Eglon, the king of Moab. So now you're seeing the pattern here. So chapter 4. I'll take chapter 3. I missed verses 30 and 31. Chapter 3, verses 30 and 31. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. Now remember, they raised up a deliverer. And the land had rest for 80 years. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. By the way, only about half of these judges, the story is told, and the other half, sometimes you get chapters, or one chapter, or three or four chapters, like Samson and Gideon. There's a long story. But otherwise, about half of these judges just get their name. God raised them up, they delivered Israel, they go to the next judge. So chapter 4 now, beginning of verse 1. When Ehud was dead, children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord sold him into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Hasharah. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Now he's got delivered into the hand of the enemy. So no, let's cry out to God. I'm in trouble. Verse 3 again. So the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. For Jabin had 900 chariots of iron. For 20 years he had harshly oppressed the children of Israel. But now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lazzado, was judging Israel at that time. So a woman judged. She would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim. Children of Israel came up to her for judgment. She sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinam, from Kadesh and Naphtali, or in Naphtali, and said to him, "Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, go and deploy troops at Mount Tabor? Take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and the sons of Zebulun." So now we're going to go to battle again. Then you have all of chapter 5 is the Song of Deborah. Chapter 6, the story continues. Verse 1. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian. Verse 11. We'll see who they raise up this time. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abizarite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. Now the angel of the Lord appeared to him, Gideon, said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Man that's hiding in the wine press. Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. That's right. So he raises up Gideon, and as you can see, for about the next three chapters, it's the story of Gideon and the 300 defeating the Midianite army. I'm not going to read the three chapters of the battle. You have to read that for yourself. So in chapter 8, verse 33, I'm just going to read you who God gave them over to and who the deliverer was. So chapter 8, verse 33. So it was, there it is, as soon as Gideon was dead, what do you think happened? The children of Israel again played the harlot with the Baals, made Baal Berith their god. Thus the children of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them from the hands of all their enemies on every side. Nor did they show kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, meaning Gideon, in accordance with the good he had done for Israel. So as soon as Gideon was dead, now let's go have a good time. Chapter 9, verse 1. Then Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, who was Gideon, went to Shechem, to his mother's brother, spoke with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, "Please speak in the hearing of all the men of Shechem." Here's what she said. "Which is better for you, that all 70 of the sons of Jerubbaal reign over you, or that one reign over you? Remember that I'm your own flesh and bone." And his mother's brother spoke all these words concerning him in the hearing of all the men of Shechem. And their heart was inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He's our brother." So now Abimelech. Chapter 10. Verse 1. After Abimelech there rose to save Israel another judge, Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar,
and he dwelt in Shamar in the mountains of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years, and he died and was buried in Shamar. So there's a judge we don't know anything about except just what's said here. Verse 3, after him rose Jair, a Gileadite, and he judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys, and 30 towns which are called Havath-Jair to this day, which are in the land of Canaan, or Gilead. And Jair died and was buried in Tamar. Then, so here's your story, judge died. Children, verse 6, chapter 10, verse 6. Then the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, served the Baals and the Ashtaroths, the gods of Syria, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the people of Ammon, the gods of the Philistines. They forsook the Lord and did not serve him. So, verse 7, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the Ammon. Wow. We've read this before, haven't we? Verse 10. Children of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, we've sinned against you, because we have both forsaken our God and served the Baals. So, the Lord said to the children of Israel, remember this, didn't I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines? Also the Sidonians, the Amalekites, the Moabites? You cried out to me, and I delivered you from their hand? Verse 13. Have you forsaken me, served other gods? Therefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Oh, isn't there an impressive story? We go against God so much and so often, God may give us up. Okay, you're bent in going that direction, just go. I've delivered you all of these times. I've reminded you of my deliverance. You're bent on going the other way? So he says in verse 14 again, go cry out to the gods that you've chosen. Let them deliver you in your times of distress. But verse 15, children of Israel said to the Lord, we've sinned. Do to us whatever seems best to you. Only deliver us this day, we pray. So they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul could no longer endure the misery of Israel. Oh, so God's the compassion of God. Verse 18. The people, the leaders of Gilead said to one another, who is the man who will begin to fight against the people of Ammon? So they want another judge, a military hero, delivered. He shall be head over, the last verse, verse 18 of chapter 10, the last sentence. He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Well, a man's name is Jephthah, chapter 11, verse 9. Again, you can take these notes and you can kind of, as your own private reading, fill in the gaps and read the complete stories of these events. But verse 9, so Jephthah. He said to the elders of Gilead, you take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them to me, shall I be your head? The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, the Lord will be a witness between us if we do not do according to your words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead. The people made him head and commander over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Chapter 12, verse 7. Beginning of verse 7. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah, the Gileadite, died, was buried among the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, gave away 30 daughters in marriage, brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. Verse 11. After him, Elon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. And Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. Pamorite judged Israel. So now you have Ibzan, Elon, and Abdon. Three names right there in a row. This just gives the name of the judge. A little bit of information. Chapter 13, the next judge, Samson. Chapter 13, the opening verses. Yea, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. Oh, my. Well, there was a certain man from Zorah, of the family of the Danites. His name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. But then all the way to verse 24, the story continues. So the woman bore a son, called his name Samson. The child grew, and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Mahanah Dam between Zorah and Eshtaol. Then you have the story of Samson and all of his events for about four chapters. Samson is killed, as you know, the story is at the end of chapter 16. Judges chapter 16. So you have a lot of chapters about telling the story of Samson and his exploits. But then Samson is defeated. He reveals his secret. The Philistines take him captive. And now he's in the temple. The Philistines are praising their god named Dagon. And Samson is there and he's leaning himself between the pillars. And so in verse 28 of chapter 16, Samson called to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once. O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. Remember, they poked his eyes up. Samson took hold of the two middle pillars in which supported the temple, braced himself against them, one on the right, the other on his left. And then Samson said, let me die with the Philistines, Cush with all his might. The temple fell on the lords and all the people who were there. So the dead that he killed at his death were more than he killed in his life. And his brothers and all his father's household came down and took him, brought him up, buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. He judged Israel 20 years. So there's Samson to judge. Then if you have a couple chapters that tell the story of just a couple other people in Israelite family, Micah, the Danites, and the Benjamites, and the Levites, and a couple of Gibeah's crime. There's about four or five stories that don't have to do with the judges. So now we go all the way to chapter 21. And just the last two verses of the book of Judges. Samson is the last judge in the book of Judges. The last named judge. Verse 24 of chapter 21. So the children of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and family. They went out from there, every man to his inheritance. Remember? In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. All right, now we've talked about the story of Ruth, who lived during the time of the judges a couple Sunday nights ago. So the story picks up, we'll close with the story of 1 Samuel from the opening chapters. 1 Samuel. So after the book of Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, next book. The only reason I listed the beginning chapters of 1 Samuel is because judges. They were judges, Samuel and his son. So in chapter 3, 1 Samuel, chapter 3, beginning of verse 19. And you remember this story, being from our Bible classes, from talking about 1 Samuel. Chapter 3, verse 19. So Samuel grew, born was with him, let none of his words fall to the ground. All Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. All right, so Samuel, prophet, and was a judge in Israel. Then you have the story of Eli and Samuel and the wicked sons, and so on. But since I'm only talking about judges, the story continues in chapter 8, 1 Samuel chapter 8. Verse 1. Came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of the firstborn was Joel. The name of the second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. So now after Samuel was a prophet, the judge after Samson, and then he raised up in Eli's the temple, and he makes his sons judges over Israel. All right, chapter 8, verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. They said, no, but we will have a king over us. So here's the transition from judges to a king. This is the story. How did that come about? People. So they said, the people said, we want a king over us. Verse 20, chapter 8, verse Samuel. That we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Remember, that's what the judges did. They were military heroes. Verse 21. Samuel heard all the words of the people, repeated them in the hearing of the Lord. So the Lord said to Samuel, heed their voice, make them a king. Samuel said to the men of Israel, every man go to his city. And then story of Samuel choosing Saul and that process of choosing Saul. So now in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 17. 1 Samuel 10, verse 17. You get the conclusion of the story. Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah. Said to the children of Israel, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt. Delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians, from the hand of all kingdoms, and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saved you from all your adversaries. Adversities. From all your adversities and your tribulations. And you have said to him, no. Set a king over us. So now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your clans. Uh-oh. And you can read that exchange. Chapter 11, verse 15. This is the last. Chapter 11, verse 15. So all the people went to Gilgal. There they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. In chapter 12, verse 1. Now Samuel said to all Israel, indeed I have heeded your voice in all that you said to me and have made a king over you. So there's your story of after Joshua conquering the land, the judges, what happened back and all the back and forth, and then how did the kings come about? People said, we want to be like the other nations. Even though the judges were working out just fine, every judge delivered them. But they didn't heed the voice. Another book next week or not, I might. I'm kind of on a roll. If you don't mind listening to a book of the Bible. Sometimes people say, have you ever read that book of the Bible? Well, we didn't read all of the verses in Judges, but you get the gist of it, that's for sure. In the highlight. Okay. Always when we assemble together at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation. It's an opportunity. If you're not a Christian, not a member of the New Testament church, you have that opportunity while we're gathered here to, we always say, rejoice with you in that decision. So if that's your resolve, if that's your desire, having known the process because you've attended so long and you know, you don't need to be told again, but you need to, as you know, hear the gospel, the good news, believe it, repent, confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and then you are qualified to be baptized for remission of sins. Rise to walk in newness of life.